My name's Steve Nodal, and my position is NK Soybean Marketing Manager and AgriEdge Marketing Manager for soybeans.
As we approach the spring, what questions are we facing as we go into the spring planting season?
Some of the questions that we're facing are, is what level of input cost growers will be willing to invest in to see more. And we get a lot of questions from farmers that, what can I do less of to get more from a yield perspective? And there's really, from an investment perspective, it's difficult for us to make a recommendation to one of our farmers and say, if you do less, you'll probably get more. And one of our initiatives within our Syngenta Seeds and Crop Protection and Seed Care offers in 2009 is called AgriEdge, and allows growers to invest in maybe a little bit more than they've done in the past as far as the number of products you're using on a specific acre, for example, with crop protection or seed care. But in doing that, we've seen some pretty good yield results starting back in 2007, which was one of the first years that we rolled out the AgriEdge soybean program. And we saw yields results that were high as 55 bushel per acre across over 15 states. And at that time, the USDA average was around 41 bushels. So we're seeing some very good results from the AgriEdge program. And the intent is not just to invest in more, it's to see more yield and with an incentive behind it. And we know that that's top of mind to farmers as we look and hear about all the complexity in the market, and growers continue to remind us that the market isn't getting any easier. So we have made an attempt to simplify some of the options that are out there for the farmers so they can invest in more, understand, and work through some of the complexity in the market and receive an incentive to do that through AgriEdge.
Is there a point at which we can say, going into the season, that investment, that higher investment, is it paying off?
Well, it's difficult to determine whether it's paying off in 2009 yet, but what we do know is that many growers have taken the opportunity to capture some of the best technology that's available into the market for 2009. So if there have been new traits or new genetics, growers have captured those opportunities and locked those in. But with that in mind, we think that the number of growers that have purchased seed versus 2008 is still about 10 to 15% behind where we were at this point year on year versus 2008 in the industry. So growers are investing more, and I think they're utilizing the opportunities that are out there, but there's still a number of choices yet to be made, and that's where we'd like to help as many farmers that we can at this point to, if they are on the fence, whether corn and soybeans, we can help them with that. And if they are looking to invest more to see a higher yield output, I think we can work with them there as well within the AgriEdge corn and soybean programs for 2009.
Of course, the market is going from one way to the other as far as fighting for acres in corn and soybeans. What factors are going to go into the answer for those farmers who haven't made up their mind yet as to what to plant?
Some of the factors that are going through the growers' minds, and they continue to tell us about, one, can they, when they make an investment, what the investment that they are making, is it the best genetics and traits that they can get? And we can answer that question with that there are still a number of the best genetics and the best traits out there on the market in corn. And in soybeans, I think the industry is coming off of one of the best production years that we've seen in some time as far as seed quality and germination percentages and overall yield potential within the crop. So we can tell growers that there are some very good genetics and traits out there yet to invest in, but we still have to think about what's the most yield potential they can receive on their farm. We have to begin thinking about more than the genetics and the traits. We have to start thinking about early season weed control to manage resistance. We have to think about non-selective herbicide decisions in crop to manage the tough weeds we have to fight with touchdown brands. We also have to start thinking about other activities that maybe growers haven't thought about as much in the past, and that's more around a plant performance message that within the AgriEdge soybean and corn program, there is a component that when growers invest in a fungicide application foliar in season, they can receive up to $1 per acre incentive just for investing in more for a yield output via fungicide application within corn and soy.
Okay, then what is going to go into what farmers are using? You touched on this, but that decision as far as what to invest in, what to use, what inputs to put on that crop through the year, what's going to go into that decision?
Whenever we put together an offer for a grower, we have to consider yield as top of mind. And within the AgriHeads corn and soybean programs, both with the yield results that we've seen specifically in soybeans over the last 2 years, in 2008 we had about a 55 bushel average over 15 states. So we look at the components that growers have told us have yielded the best and developed an offer around those components to maximize yield, have the right products into the equation, have an incentive for the farmer, and make it simple. So in 2009, the AgriHead soybean program consists of those things. Growers who invest in NK soybeans that treat those soybeans with Cruiser Max can receive up to a $5 per unit incentive just for doing those two things, starting with genetics and with the seed treatment component that allows early season disease control. If you remember in 2008, we had a very, very tough season early in soybean planting throughout the Midwest, and the seed treatment component helps growers manage some of that risk and takes that out of the equation. And in doing that, they receive a nice incentive to do so. Early season weed control is the other component that we talked about. And with the Prefix brand, if growers apply Prefix for early season weed control in soybeans, they receive up to a dollar per acre to do that, to manage resistance, to get early season grass control and some early season broadleaf control with the Prefix herbicide. In addition, for in-crop weed pressure, we have the Touchdown brands. That it's a nice sequential behind Prefix. When growers apply Touchdown, they receive an additional dollar per acre incentive to do that. And finally, with the plant performance message, we're continuing to see very good results with the Quadris fungicide application foliar throughout the Midwest, and the growers receive a dollar per acre for that as well. So we've taken the products that have proven to be consistent as the growers continue to tell us in soybeans. We put those in a relatively simple offer that when you invest in genetics, you invest in seed care, use products like Prefix for early season weed control, Touchdown for in-season weeds that might come through late, then a Quadris application. Growers can receive the $6 an acre up front for the soybeans with Cruiser Max and receive additional up to $3 an acre for the in-season application. So there is a yield compelling story, and growers can receive up to $9 an acre to invest in those components to manage risk, to maximize yield, and to have a nice incentive for their investment in 2009. But we continue to ask growers about how to make the market as simple as we can to help them understand and work through some of the complexity. And we think that the AgriHeads corn and soybean programs have done that. We've taken the key components and made sure they were part of the offer with genetics and seed treatment and early season weed control, non-selective herbicide usage and plant performance, and put those in a package that growers can understand, and taking those through the channels with their NK Seeds, Garston, Golden Harvest customers they work with to make sure they can not only see the benefits but also capture the best technology in the market and receive a nice incentive to do so. So these offers are available in corn and soybeans for 2009 through Syngenta, and we'd ask growers to talk to their local retailers and seed advisors and farmer dealers for more information.
Steve Nodal, thanks for being with us.
Appreciate your time. Thanks.